You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. Revelation 12 and verse 9 says the whole world is deceived, and especially in this end time, and there's nothing they're deceived about more than the Bible. Jesus Christ even talked about this when he was on this earth, but it's a time, this end time, which we're living in now, and we prove that all the time, is a time of great deception, like never on this earth. And Christ prophesied when he was walking this earth and said that to his disciples, when they asked him about the end of the age, can you give us a sign, they said, of the end of the age and the second coming, your second coming. And Jesus Christ gave them an answer. And that sign is a wonderful sign. It has a lot of horror in it, but it leads directly into the second coming of Jesus Christ to this earth. Christ answered his disciples and said that many people in this world, many Christians in this world would be deceived, as well as his own disciples, if you can believe that. Now, the very first warning he gave to them, and then again, this is for the end time, mostly, primarily, the first warning he gave to them was, take heed that no man deceive you. And here he was telling that to his disciples. So the greatest danger you face is being deceived by a man. So you can't look to a man. That's the obvious answer. If you look to a man, you'll be deceived. And that could even be yourself. You can't do that and understand what I'm talking to you about today. But how is it that so many in the world, many, it says, and God's own disciples can be deceived? How is that? Why is that? Why is it so easy for them to be deceived? I'm going to give you a verse today to show you how Christ gave his end time church a key, the key to unlock the Bible. Now, it is locked unless God gives us a key. Unless he reveals to us the key, it is locked to human understanding. God has to reveal all truth. That we have to understand. And there's only one key, only one. Notice Matthew 24, verses 3 and 4. Matthew 24, verses 3 and 4. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed. Here's your biggest danger right here, that no man deceives you. Now, he's talking about me or any other man. Don't let a man deceive you. You have to look to God. You can't look to a man. That's a lesson, a big lesson that this world has yet to learn. You cannot avoid deception if you look to a man. And that's what we just do routinely today. We do that all the time. Verse 5, for many, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many shall come in his name, in Christ's name, talking about Christ all the time, and yet they're going to deceive many. Well, how can that be? Well, because they have the people look to the person of Christ and not his message. It's the message that is critical. And they talking about Christ is of no value at all if we don't heed his message. We'll be deceived. That's what he's saying here. The subject is the end of the age, the time we're living in today. And he says, now you'd better take heed. because there's going to be confusion galore in this world in this end time, and it's here, and we prove it all the time. Many of his own disciples would also be deceived. Can you believe that? The very disciples of Jesus Christ. Now, we have two booklets we're going to offer you today, and it will explain all this to you and give you details and understanding about this subject more than what I can give you in the program today. But we have proven that 95% of God's own disciples have been deceived in this end time. 95% of God's own disciples. Notice Matthew 24, verses 6 through 7 and 8. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in different places. All kinds of problems. But verse 8 says, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Now that's because man is deceived. Why do we have all of these terrifying problems that Christ is talking about here? Why? Because we don't look to Christ's message. We don't look to this key that Christ gives us in this end time. It's right there in the Bible. But people look to the person of Christ and not to his message, and all of these terrible events unfold in this end time. Look around at all the problems, the wars, the war against terrorism all the time, and other wars around the earth. And the weather is just raging with fury. Anybody can see something's not right with all these problems just mushrooming here in this end time. Why? Well, I can tell you why. Christ gives you the answer. Even if we're Christians, well, the big deception is looking to the person of Christ and not to his message. Remember, this is talking about the end time. And we're just now getting into the beginning of sorrows and getting well into them, I certainly think. But if we don't understand this Bible, we're not going to understand what it's all about. What does all this mean? Why all these problems? Why is our number one problem that of human survival? Why? With all the education we have today, and our number one problem is that of surviving. In fact, Jesus Christ said, if he didn't return, there'd be no flesh saved alive. That is a Moffat translation. No flesh saved alive. Now I'm going to see again, this key unlocks your Bible, and it will keep you from being deceived, and it will protect you. It will keep you from being, let's say, unprotected. God will protect you. Now this, God gives this key to his church. And you need to think about that. Why is there a key that unlocks all this? It's not that easy to understand. We do have a responsibility to heed what the key says and what the key unlocks. And it will unlock a lot if you will open your mind to that key. But there's only one key. And most people scorn that key, and that's why they're deceived. But why would... How would Christ keep his little very elect from being deceived? They cannot be deceived because they have the key that unlocks the Bible. They have that key. And these, again, Christ is going to give his own words again, even in the book of Revelation, which is all prophecy, most of it for this end time. Let's look at Revelation 3, verses 7 and 8. And when Christ introduced the end time Philadelphia era, he emphasized this one vision. It was the message to the Philadelphians. Here's what it says. Verse 7, And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, and he that is true, and he that has the key of David. This is Christ who has the key of David. And he that opens, and no man shuts, and shuts, and no man opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. Nobody can shut it. Wow, that's power. You mean God gives us this kind of power in the end time? Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. No man can shut it, for you have a little strength. But, or and, has kept my word and have not denied my name or my government. It could be defined, and that is one of the definitions. But Christ gave this only key to his church, to his disciples, and it is the key of David. And then he says, now, when I give it to you, I'm going to open a door, a mighty door, and you will deliver that message. And if you do what I tell you, I'll open the door, and no man can shut it. Nobody. Not all mankind can shut it. If Christ says so, and he has that power, after all, he created us all. He obviously has power to do such things. But this is a mighty door that is opened. Why do we hear so little about the key of David? We call our program the Key of David. And we take it from these scriptures here. We've been doing that for years. But if you have that key of David, and you do everything you can to cling to it, God says, I will open a door where you can proclaim that key of David and give everybody that wants an opportunity to unlock the Bible and understand the Bible and understand why these terrifying things are happening in the world today and how to solve them. We're about to solve them, and I mean in a very, very short span of time. Christ is going to return right at the end of these very events I'm talking to you about today. His return is imminent, extremely imminent, I believe. And I think you can prove that. See, why is it that God gives us this key? I mean, it's just obvious that it unlocks something. And we have to do our part. We have to heed his warning, or he won't unlock it. He won't give you that key. Notice verse 9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. A synagogue of Satan. Now, here's probably the greatest church Christ had in all of those seven eras. There were seven eras, and from the time of Christ right on down to the end time. And we're talking here today about the sixth and seventh era. We're already past the sixth era. We're into the seventh era. And at the end of the seventh era, Jesus Christ returns to this earth and establishes his rule and brings us the peace and joy and abundance that we all want. But we want to get it our way. And that is not going to work very long at all. But there's a synagogue of Satan right in that the middle of that church, and it's there, and it's the embryo of that seventh era, the Laodicean era, or the lukewarm era. And Satan got a foothold in the previous era. He's always there trying to deceive us, trying to deceive us. And he is a master at that. I mean, think about it. Here you've had all of these people of God in the end time, and Satan deceives 95% of them, and we have all this communication. We have all kinds of knowledge, all kinds of education, and except the education we need most of all, the key that unlocks the Bible. And the understanding that we get from the Bible, it's actually Jesus Christ in print. That's what this is. Jesus Christ in print. Now, if Satan can deceive that many people, you better beware of Satan. That's why Christ made this the number one warning to his disciples. Take heed that no man deceives you. You can be a part of the very elect if God will give you that responsibility, and he does give it to a number of people. If they take heed, he gives them all kinds of opportunities, but they cannot be deceived, it says in Matthew 24. Cannot be deceived. Well, verse 10, because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. This is something that's coming upon all the world. And Jesus Christ says, if you take heed and you have this key of David that unlocks the Bible, I will protect you from all of that. Now, he does protect us. That's a wonderful blessing. It comes upon all the world, and that's just the physical reward is tremendous when you think about that. Well, I don't think those seven eras are explained in our booklet, and I'll not go into that, but it's just seven eras of God's church that were prophesied to happen from the time of Christ down to the second coming of Christ. And I'm focusing on number six and number seven eras today. And especially getting into number seven. But these are all prophecies. Revelation 1 and verse 1 says God is going to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. It's prophecy. It's prophecy for us. You can see the great reward that God is going to give us if we cling to this. Verse 12, him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God. He's going to go no more out. He's going to be at headquarters ruling with Christ for 1,000 years, and then he's going to remain at headquarters when the Father brings this new Jerusalem to this earth, and he's going to rule from headquarters from all eternity if we just take heed and receive the key of David. Why don't we hear more about this? There's such emphasis put on this. It's the only key that Christ gave his entire, the sixth and seventh eras or era of the church. He gave this key to them, this key of David, and it's the only message he gave to them. I mean, it encapsulates the whole of the Bible. It's the only message he gave them. And notice, we go no more out. I mean, he's offering rewards that they're greatest rewards in the Bible. And he says, you're going to be in that city of a new Jerusalem, which is not going to be here until after the millennium and the last great day, that where all people will be resurrected. And then when the Father gets here, there won't be any human beings anymore. They'll all be spirit beings or nothing. But most of them will repent. And then God is going to go from Jerusalem out into all the universe. Jerusalem will be the capital of the world and the capital of the universe. That's how important that city is going to be in the future. And Jesus Christ just said to his people in verse 11 there, take heed now and let no man take your crown. You have a crown. He wants to make his people kings and priests. And he says, the disciples today already are kings and priests. Revelation 1 and verse 6, but only an embryo, of course. But what a responsibility God is giving to his people. That is truly amazing. Then comes the seventh era of God's church, and surely, I believe, the greatest disaster ever in God's church at any time. This terrible thing happened. Why were they so deceived? Why could they not understand? Well, let's take a look in Revelation 3 and verse 13. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things, says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. This is the last era now, just before Christ returns. See, all of this is good news if you look at the conclusion. It's all good news. Verse 15, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and know not that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Blind. Well, now, why are they blind? Why are these people blind? Well, because they lost the key of David, that key that unlocks the Bible. There's nothing in this mentioned in the seventh era about them having the key of David, but there is a little remnant that clings to that key that the church had in the sixth era, and they cling to it and they proclaim it, and God opens a door, and the key of David is proclaimed to the world. And it's the best news you could ever hear in your life. And look at all the bad news that fills this world because we reject that key. Soon people will be clamoring to get that key, because they will see that, hey, everything has failed. I mean, that's the ultimate failure, isn't it? When you reach the point that there would be no flesh saved alive if our Savior didn't return and stop it, what kind of a failure is that? Is there any failure greater than that? No, there isn't. The key of David warns us. It warns us about this greatest disaster of all, and that little remnant. You see, there's always a remnant, 5%, that clings to that key of David and teaches the message of Jesus Christ and doesn't talk about just about the person of Christ. That's of no value if we don't teach about His message. That's where the great deception is. And what a deception it is. Look at this world, how confused they are, and how they're just so many different views of religion, and it's just a world of confusion. That's all it is. Notice verse 18. I counsel you to buy me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. They're blind. God's own people, most of God's own people in this end time are blind. They shouldn't be, because they had the key of David and rejected it. And they have become blind because of it. And the whole world is blind because they don't know anything about that key of David. And yet Jesus Christ put all of the emphasis on that key of David that He gave the churches, the last two eras, in this end time. Why did He put all that emphasis on that? Well, because you will not be deceived if you have that key of David, and you will understand the whole Bible. You'll understand that this is Jesus, this Bible is Jesus Christ in print, and He will live in you if you allow Him. That's what He tells His people here. Verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, He's talking to His own disciples. They'll just hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. He'll just be eating this wonderful spiritual food there with Jesus Christ. But you see, these people had the key of David snatched away by Satan the devil. So you can't underestimate Satan the devil. And all, we have to overcome him as Christ did. Remember that titanic battle of Matthew 4 and other places mentioned in the Bible? Satan cannot deceive us if we have this key of David. He cannot deceive us from this right way of life. And we'll also send you a booklet. We'll send you the Key of David booklet, but also the True History of the True Church, which is one of the greatest little books we have. And I hope you'll get it and read it and study it if you haven't already done so. Notice verse 21, "To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." So you see, we have to overcome Satan as Christ did. He overcame the devil, and now the Laodiceans, or the lukewarm people, did not. And they 50% of them are going to have their names blotted out of the book of life. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
This television program is named The Key of David. There is an important reason why. This key unlocks the meaning of the Bible. Request our free booklet, The Key of David, to discover how the Bible reveals God's plan for mankind, including you. Jesus Christ is the ultimate King Priest, but He desires a multitude of kings and priests to serve under Him. Learn how you can become a part of this special group. Understand the brilliant future that lies ahead for you, on earth and extending into the universe forever. Request The Key of David by Gerald Flurry. When Jesus Christ founded the New Testament church, He said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Still, the devil has deceived droves of God's saints over the last 2,000 years. Request our free booklet, The True History of God's True Church, to uncover Satan's crusade against each era of God's church. Some eras prevailed, others did not. Learn the predominant character of each church era and their keys to success or failure in this epic Christian war. To understand the seven church eras and how these apply to your life today, study The True History of God's True Church by Gerald Flurry. All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Order The Key of David and The True History of God's True Church today. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629.